rolling down the yab in my piece of shit ride. It barely even runs and it stinks inside. But I really don't care, cause it's getting me where I'm going. I'm just driving along and I hear this horn start blowing. I'm looking all up in the rearview, like who the fuck is behind me? The high beams in my face, and now they starting to blind me. This fool is getting pissed, cause I ain't going fast enough. But I can't go any faster, still he wants to pass his stuff. So he passes on the right, and then he flips me off. He's like, fuck you, pal, as he lays on the horn. But that shit be pissing me off, cause he thinks that he's safe just because he's in his car, but I'll still break his face. Now my heart is starting to race, adrenaline is flowing. He's treating me like shit, driving away. Where the fuck she think he's going? I'll show him who he's messing with. Now I'm gonna make him pay. So I follow him home because he caught me on a bad day. I can't believe it, I think this guy got some nerve. The way home to the suburbs, he pulls into the driveway, he's going into the house. Tonight's the night, I think I'ma take the whole family out. So I wait a while, but now I wanna take a closer look. So I go up to the window, and I'm hiding up in the bush. And I look inside, oh no, what do I see? It's the classic all-American family. The asshole is sitting on the couch with his wife. He's got two kids, a dope crib, what a life. He has no idea that they all about to die, cause today the stupid bitch fucked with the wrong guy. I walk up into the house and I kick open the door. The guy jumps up, he tries to hit me in the jaw, but I look at him and smile. Now the family's getting scared, they all run and hide, but this guy is still there. So I'm still smiling at him, cause I'm a lunatic. Then I took out my knife and I stabbed him in the dick. He fell to the floor as he begged for his life. He asked if I was gonna hurt the kids and his wife. So I said, fuck you, the whole family's dead. Then I stomped on his head till the carpet turned red. I hear some crying, where's it coming from? Now I got it, I go up into the next room. It's coming from the closet, so I'm walking over and I rip off the door. His wife is in the fetal position, laying on the floor. I tell her to get out, but she doesn't wanna listen. She just is laying on the floor, and she keeps whimpering. She said,
please don't hurt me.
And I said, bitch, you ain't that lucky. She said,
take whatever you want.
I said, I don't want your money. So I stepped into the closet and I took a wire hanger, wrapped it around her neck and strangled her. Walking down the hall, oh no, I'm hearing some more crying. I walk up into the bedroom, under the bed, the girl is lying. So I reach underneath the bed and I'm grabbing her by the hair. I drag her out from under as she looks at me in fear. So I grab the Barbie doll and jam the legs through her neck. What a bloody mess. So I dragged her with the rest of the dead family, but there's still the little boy. I'm walking all over the house and I start to hear this little noise. So I walk up into the bathroom, think it's coming from the tub. So I'm ripping down the shower curtain, this is the shit that I love. So I ripped him out of the tub and shoved his head in the toilet bowl, making him drown in his own piss, stealing his innocent soul. Now the household is killed and I guess my work is done. This stupid motherfucker never fucks with anyone. So watch who you fuck with, be careful what you say, cause you might catch a schizo on a bad day.
Guess what the top story is tonight. killer on
Good
the news.
Good evening and welcome to the news at 11. This is Gene Valisanti. Tonight's top story continues to be the ongoing hunt for a serial killer. Last night, a family of four was brutally killed in the area. And we have Dan Janig live on the scene. Dan, what do you have out there?
Good
evening and good evening, everyone. Yes, it's true. There was several murders taking place in the last couple of days in the area. Including this one. Behind me, you see the house of a family of four. The Johnsons were brutally killed last night, and police really don't have much to go by except for the eyewitness who saw the man leaving the house and recognized him from a nearby apartment complex.
Somebody saw me?
As a neighbor says, he was just like everybody else. He looked like a normal guy, and doesn't look
That's
like
right,
a
normal
person that would
guy.
Do this or ever hurt anybody.
Let me shut this fucking TV off. God damn it. Looks like I ain't going to bed tonight. I get the fuck out of town, man. Shit.